Rashana comes from, we blow shofar in Rashana, and the call of the shofar comes from, the makor comes vatiyah, is, the Torah says, teruah. The word teruah, the targum for the word teruah is vatiyah beib. And the word vatiyah beib is used in reference to the mother of Sisera. And there it means to cry. A mother was crying for her child. It means pain and suffering. We know that the number 50 in Chazal is a very significant number. It represents Yovel. It represents Shlemus. It represents renewal. Rabbi Wilson takes note, this is an incredible observation, that Rosh Hashanah is exactly 50 days after Tisha B'Av. Count the days. It's 50 days after Tisha B'Av. What happened on Tisha B'Av? The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. What happens when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? We cry. There's tsar. There's pain. What happens when something? What happens when there is Chorban? There's renewal. You have to. Even the person falls, nafalti kamti. You have to rise up once again. How long does it take to renew yourself in the big picture of things? 50 days. Because we learn from the Torah that the concept of renewal of Yovel is 50. 7 times 70. We know we count Sfira from between Pesach and Shavuos 50 days. 50 represents renewal. Renewal. Rosh Hashanah is the 50th day from the Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's when we're blowing the shofar. It's like almost like the Rahoya Bayoima, who say in the Davin Rashana, Yitoka b'shofar gadol uvohu oivdim b'eretz Asher, v'anidochem b'eretz Asher. Rosh Hashanah should be viewed as an outgrowth of the rebuilding, the renewal that begins to occur after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So Rosh Hashanah, on the one hand, is a day of the new year, day of the year, and we blow shofar to be mispalta chadash baruch hu. But al derech drush, Rosh Hashanah is very much connected to the end of the year. Always samech the end of the year. I assume you samech the end to the beginning. What was the end of the year? The last holiday, the last festival, kara alay moed. It was Tisha B'Av. What's the first holiday of the year? Rosh Hashanah. Whenever you make a sim, you tie the end to the beginning. What's the connection between the two? The connection is, the end was Churban, then begins a process of renewal, and the ultimate Geula will come through V'hoya b'yoyimahu yitaka b'shofar gadol. That is what is happening, at least in one realm, one dimension, on Rosh Hashanah. It is the renewal, the rebuilding of the Churban that has occurred at the end of the year. Okay, we'll stop here.